Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
In our short time in God's Word today, I want to take you to a special place and read several verses to you. I'm going to read to you from Deuteronomy chapter 34, the first five verses of that chapter. I'm going to take you to this special place called Mount Nebo. Here we go. Ready? Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which is across from Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead as far as Dan, all Naphtali, and all the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the south, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees as far as Zoar. Then the Lord said to him, "This is the land of which I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, 'I will give it to you, your descendants.' And I have caused you to see it with your eyes, but you shall not cross over there." So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. It's one of the most deeply felt emotional scenes of the Old Testament. Moses stood on Mount Nebo overlooking the Promised Land, and then he died there, never having set foot in the place where he spent the last third of his life, 40 years, trying to bring the people of Israel to that Promised Land. As Israel camped on the plains of Moab, Moses faced his end, and before he did, God showed him the land of Israel in a sweeping vision, extending all the way to the Mediterranean Sea. The list of places here follows a large counterclockwise circle from the north to the south. In this panorama, Moses saw the scope of the entire Promised Land. And so when God said, "I have caused you to see it with your eyes, but you shall not cross over there," it was bittersweet. The heart of Moses thrilled at being able to see the Promised Land as never before, yet there was no doubt a sadness in his heart, knowing that it was his own sin, his own misrepresentation of God, which led to his not being able to set foot in the Promised Land himself. Here, on Mount Nebo, he stood so close, yet so far away. Now, this was grace. Moses forfeited the blessing of entering the Promised Land when he struck the water-giving rock in the wilderness instead of speaking to it as God commanded him. You'll find that in Numbers chapter 20. For many reasons, God did not change his mind on the penalty. Yet he sweetened it as much as possible. He let Moses see with his own eyes all that he had worked for. Moses died with the satisfaction that he had run his race and gained his crown, and God told him, "This is the land of which I swore to give," and now God was actually giving it to Israel. On what must have been a crystal clear day, Moses saw the end result of his life's work, leading the children of Israel into the Promised Land. And he heard God say, as clearly as he had ever heard God speak, "This is the land." Then Moses died, just as God promised. The promises of God are sure, including his more severe promises. It all happened according to the word of the Lord. You know, literally, that phrase, "according to the word of the Lord," means upon the mouth of the Lord. From this, ancient Jewish traditions, not histories, traditions, legends, say that Moses died as God took away his soul with a kiss. The medieval Jewish rabbi Maimonides wrote that of the 903 different ways to die, I don't know how he counted them all, but of the 903 different ways to die, this was the best. Just like a mother kisses her child and puts the little one to bed. So Moses departed this world and passed on to the next. Even when God disciplines us or allows us to face the bitter consequences of our sins, he often finds a way to sweeten the affliction we face. Our duty is to look for and notice those sweet messengers of his grace and to praise him for them, even if we're at Mount Nebo.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.